आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
We have seen 20 indicators of Brahman, and after that it was said in verse number 239, then Gayatri Jaya Jnana Sunyam. How is that Brahman? Without Triputi. What is Triputi? Without knower, known and knowing. Gayatri Jaya Jnana Sunyam Anantam, endless, infinite. Nirvikalpam, there is no thought. Nirvikalkam, keval akhand chinmatram. So when you reach there, that state, what will you find? Keval, only, akhand, without any division, chinmatram, total awareness is there. That state, when you reach in your meditation, it's not darkness. Not darkness. It is a thoughtless state, but total awareness is there. Total awareness is there. Param tattvam vidu buddha. Buddha, the wise people, they say this is param tattva, this is supreme truth. Then it was said, aheyam anupadeyam, you cannot throw away it. I don't like you. Ja, bhago. Aheyam. Anupadeyam, ajao, I love you. No, can't do that. I am anupadeyam. Mano vacham agocharam. Mind and watcher. Watcher represents? Huh? organ, karma indriya, organs of, so by mind and organ of action, you cannot perceive it. What about jnanendriya? Aprameyam, you cannot grasp it with your organ of perception. Aprameyam, you cannot make him an object. Adyantam, without any anadi, is beginningless, no end. And Brahma Purna Aham Maha, that is Brahma Purna Aham Maha, that glorious Brahma, I am. I am that glorious Brahma, not different from me. So we have seen Mahavakya Tat Tvam Asi. Have you heard? So Tat part is over. Brahman is 20 indicator, Triputi Raitam, Nirvikalpam, Endless, I am, Anupadayam. This is all indicate that Tat. And the Tvam was also discussed earlier. What is this ego, Panchakos and all that? That was discussed long time back. So Tat part is discussed, Tvam part is discussed. Now comes Tat Tvam Asi, identification. They are one. Tat and Tvam is one. Verse number 241 and 242.
Tattvam padabhyam avidhiyamanayoho.
Tattvam padabhyam avidhiyamanayoho.
Brahmatmano shodhitayoryadityam.
Brahmatmano shodhitayoryadityam.
Srutyatayostattvamasiti samyak.
Srutyatayostattvamasiti samyak.
Ekatvameva pratipadyate muhuhu.
Ekatvameva pratipadyate muhuhu.
Aikyam tayor lakshitayor navachayo.
Aikyam tayor lakshitayor. Chitayo navachayo.
Nigadhyane no naviruddha dharmino.
Nigadhyante no naviruddha dharmino.
Kadyota bhanvo rivaraja vrittayo.
Kadyota bhanvo rivaraja vrittayo.
Kupamburasyo paramanu mervoho.
Kupamburasyo paramanu mero. Tattvam padartham abhidhiyamanayoho. Brahmatmano shodhitayoryadittam. Srutyatayostattvamasiti samyak. Ekatvameva pratipadyate muhuhu. Aikyam tayor lakshitayor navachayo. Nigadhyate no naviruddha dharmino. Kadyota bhanvo rivaraja vrittayo. Kupamburasyo paramanu mervoho. Tat tvam padabhyam avidhiya manayoho. Tat tvam. What is that tat? Tat is that Brahman or Ishwar. Tvam, tvam is jiva. Jiva. Avidhiya manayo denoted. These two terms denoted Brahma Atmana. Brahma Atmana. So Tat represents Brahma or Ishwar also. Both way it is applies. Sometimes we say Jiva Brahma Ekya or Jiva Ishwar Ekya. So Brahma or Ishwar, both will be taken with that Tat Padarth. Brahma Atmano Sodhitayo. Sodhitayo, Sodhita means purified after eliminating something. We have to eliminate something from Jiva and we have to eliminate something from Ishwar. Yat ittam, yat means which, ittam means thus, srutya, srutya means by Shruti, by Vedas, by Upanishad. tayo there. Tattvam asi iti. Tattvam asi, tat and tvam. Asi means is the oneness. Iti, thus. Samyag ekattvam. Samyag means absolute. There is no doubt about it. Ekattvam, it is oneness, identity. Eva, alone, pratipadyate is established muhu, repeatedly. Again and again it is established, oneness. Jeeva and Brahma is one and same. Jeeva or Ishwar is one and same. Atma, Paramatma is one and same. It is again and again it is established in our Shruti. What is this Tattvamasi? It comes in Chandogya Upanishad. And it has come many times. Nine times it has come. So, Guru has to repeat nine times Tattvamasi. And Tattvamasi we have seen in, it will come in Panchadasi also. Tattvamasi is in Tattvabodh also we have seen. Tattvamasi Mahavakya has come. Commonly, we understand that a Jeev and Ishwar are different. How can Lord Krishna and me be the one and same? Impossible. Impossible. But if you take the literal meaning, then it will never happen. It will never happen. We have to take indicative meaning. So we have to take Lachyarth, not Vachyarth. Vachyarth means literal meaning. Lachyarth means indicative meaning. Or there is another process which Shankaracharya will take up after 4-5 verses. Is jahad, ajahad, jahad, ajahad, lakshan. That will come, see, when it comes. Another way of reaching. Jahad, ajahad, or jahad, ajahad, lakshan. Ekyam tayo lakshitayo. Ekyam identity tayo between these two. Between these two means tat and tvam. Between Brahman and Jeeva. Between Ishwar or Jeeva, lakshitayo is implied meaning. We have to take implied meaning. Na vachayo, don't take literal meaning. Don't take literal meaning. Nigadate, it is inculcated. Anyonya, mutually, viruddha dharmino, they are of opposite nature. Viruddha dharmino. The dharma, characteristic of Ishwar and the characteristic of Jeeva, is altogether different. Viruddha, opposite. But still, scripture says it is one. Atma and Paramatma is one. Jeev and Brahma is one. Jeev or Ishwar is one. Again and again it is established. Although they have got contradictory nature, SK is giving, so Shankaracharya is giving four examples in last two lines. Khadyot Bhanava. Khadyot means glowworm. Khad. Kha means akash. Dyot means which illumines. Khadyot. See the word? Glowworm. Khadyot. Bhanuve. Bhanuve means son. Raj Bhrityo. King and servant. Are they same? King and servant? No. Can you say that glowworm and the sun is one and same? Or Koopa Ambi Rasyo. Koopa. Well, Amburasi, ocean. Can you say the well and ocean is one and same? Paramanu Meru. Paramanu means atom. And Meru Parvat. They all are different, seems to be different, but it is said how there is oneness. Shrutya tayo tattvam asi iti samyag ekatvam. If Shruti is saying ekat, accept it. Have faith on Shruti. Ekattvam is there. Vachyarth will not show ekattvam. If you take the literal meaning, it will not. What is the common factor between Ishwar and Jeev? Consciousness, you can say intelligence. Some people use the word intelligence also. Intelligence in Lord and intelligence in Jeev. One are same. Consciousness is same. Or Satchidananda is one and same. Asti Bhati Priya, one and same. Atma or Brahma, same. Whatever name you want to give. Intelligence, awareness, or you can say Satchidanand, or you can say existence, consciousness and bliss, or you can say Asti Bhati Priya, or you can say awareness, indicating the same thing. Khadyot Bhanu, in the firefly and this glowworm and sun, what is common factor? Light is the common factor. Light is the common factor. In Khadyot, light is limited. And in sun, there is no comparison of the luminosity, but the light is common factor. You see the light, the common factor in that. Raj Bhrityo, king orders, and the Bhritta, the servant, is ordered. He orders and he has to obey that order. Raj Bhrityo. But what is common factor in that? Human being. Take out the dress of king. King has got a special dress. And take out the shield or his dress. Then both are common factor. Common factor is human being. Both are human being only. Kadyot Bhanu, Raja Bhrityo, Koop Ambu Rasyo. Koop and Ambu? From the water level is same. In Koop Jiva, we enjoy only limited joys. Jiva enjoys only Priya Mod and Pramod. Ambu Rasi, bliss. But the joy content is one and same. The source of all joy is one only. And Paramanu Meru, Paramanu and Meru, size is different. Meru is also made of all Paramanus only. Same atoms. If you analyze Meru Parvat, you will find one particle, ultimately the atom, and you analyze the atom and this Meru atom. It's one and the same. So how can I be God? Same way, we have to also leave something. We have to find the common factor. So in the Raj and Bhritya, you have to drop the post. In the case of Koop and Sagar, drop the size. In the case of Khadyot and Bhanu, drop the size. Globe worm is small, Bhanu is big. In the case of Paramanu Meru, also drop size. Gurudev has explained beautifully. Tatantam are the two words in the famous maxim Mahavakya of the Veda, Tattvamasi. Tat means Brahman and Tvam means Atman. So we'll take Brahman or Ishwar, and in the case of Jiva, it is Atman. These two are one and the same is the meaning indicated by the Upanishads. When the Mahavakya says, you are God, you, the body, can never be God. See how Gurudev explains. Body can never be God. Neither can you, the mind, nor can you, the intellect, ever be God. When all the five koshas are transcended, the divine spark of existence is to be known. We have to transcend five koshas to reach there. And there, you cannot throw it away. You cannot negate. You can negate five koshas, but you cannot negate your existence, your consciousness. It is already proved. Aheyam anupadeyam. In all the previous verses, the Atman, the self-functioning in man, has been explained. Brahman, the universal consciousness functioning in the physical body, is called the subjective self, Atman, Adhyatma. Brahman conditioned by Panchakosh is called Atman. Atman unconditioned by five kosh is, therefore Atman is equal to Brahman. What is the difference? Once Brahman is conditioned, we call it Atman. So the characteristics of Atman and the characteristics of Brahman is one and same. This Atman functioning in you is the self present everywhere, Brahman. This is indicated by the Mahavakya, this great declaration of the Upanishad. When the nature of the three bodies investigated, three bodies, gross, subtle and causal bodies investigated, we come to apprehend that there is a consciousness which is illumining all our thought. स्थूल सूक्ष्म कारण शरीर व्यतिरिक्त पंचकोशातीत सन सेम थिंग दैट कॉन्सियसनेस इन अस इज द कॉन्सियसनेस एवरीवेयर इज द मीनिंग ऑफ द प्रेग्नेंट स्टेटमेंट तत्त्वमसि. दिस डिक्लेरेशन ऑफ द उपनिषद अगेन एंड अगेन इंडिकेट द आइडेंटिटी एकत्वम ऑफ आत्मन एंड ब्रह्मन. According to the literal word meaning, the identity of man, tvam, and God is impossible. With upadhi, with conditioning, we can never be one. Lord Krishna is Lord Krishna, and I am. Bas, khatam. How can I, a limited mortal, finite, miserable creature, be that infinite Sachidanand? Between the two, there is as much difference as there is between a lamb and elephant. Gurudev's example. Shankaracharya has given four examples. Gurudev gives an example, lamb and elephant. How can there be an identity in that? How can they be one and the same? The identity of the Atman and Brahman is derived from the indicative meaning or the implied meaning of the Mahavakya. In the declaration, the identity is implied. It is trying to explain that the essential core in each one of us is one and same, and that is God. God is all-pervading and therefore omnipresent. Thus, the Upanishad is trying to make us understand the oneness of the essence of individual and the essence of the whole universe. The distinction between two is obvious. Man is born, God is unborn. Man is growing, God is changeless. Man is perishable, God is imperishable. Man is mortal, God is immortal. Man's knowledge is limited, God's knowledge is unlimited. With conditioning, we are different. Without conditioning, we are one and same. Hence, Mahavakya is not declaring the literal meaning, but suggesting the implied, the indicative meaning. The essence, the core, the very existence in us is the substratum and the vitality of the whole universe. Therefore, when we say that I am Brahman, aham Brahmasmi, that statement is perfectly correct. The reality behind the universe is the reality behind the each individual also. The Atman and Brahman is one and same. When from the universe the name and forms are removed, when the universe names and forms are removed, Drigdhisavivek, when from the universe Asti Bhati Priya Namrup, when the names and forms are removed, what remains? And from the individual the five koshas are negated, what is left over in the outer and inner world is the one infinite consciousness which has no such distinction as outside or inside. So in these examples, the limited light of the globe Om Jiva and the unlimited light of the sun Ishwara, the ruled servant Jiva, the ruler king Ishwara, the limited space of the well Jiva, and the unlimited expanse of the ocean Ishwara, the minute atom Jiva, and the gigantic Meru Ishwara, between these, how can there be any identity? Now he will explain further. Let us see what he tells.
तयोर्विरोधोऽयमुपाधिकल्पितः न वास्तवः कश्चिदुपाधिरेषः ईशस्य माया महदादिकारणम्
ईशस्य महामहदादिकारणम्
जीवस्य कार्यं शृणु पञ्चकोशम् तयोर्विरोधोऽयमुपाधिकल्पितः न वास्तवः कश्चिदुपाधिरेषः ईशस्य माया महदादिकारणम् जीवस्य कार्यं शृणु पञ्चकोशम्.
So how they are different? It is now said, tayo virodha ayam upadhikalpitah. This virodh, this difference is because of the upadhi. And how this upadhi? Kalpita, it is imagined. It is imagined. So the difference between them is only created by the superimposition of upadhis. What is upadhi? Now who will tell me the definition of upadhi? Samipe sthitva, samipe, you know samip, near, sthitva, svi an gunan, anyatra adadati. There is a crystal and there is a red cloth. Samipe sthitva, red cloth being in close proximity to that crystal. What happened? Samipe sthitva, svian gunan, red cloth, its own guna, redness, transfer, anyatra, adadati, superimposed.
Write it down next, in the next class we will ask it randomly.
Definition of upadhi, samipe sthitva svian gunan anyatra adadati. That is called upadhi. So it transfers its own guna without any intrinsic change. The crystal is, there is no change in crystal, but it appears only red, but there is no intrinsic change in the crystal. So long the upadhi is there will be difference. So long the raja and sevak is there, difference will be there. Take out their upadhi, they are all human beings. So this upadhi, Shankaracharya ji is saying, is not real. It is kalpit, it is imaginary. If it is real, you cannot remove it. But we already have seen, real is only one thing. All other things are unreal. Therefore, we are able to negate all upadhis. Na vastava kaschit upadhi esa, not real. Upadhi is not real. Therefore, the difference is also not real. Upadhi is not real. Therefore, difference is not real. Then what are these upadhis of Ishwar and Jiva? He says, Isasya maya mahadadi karanam. Isasya of Ishwar, maya. Maya is upadhi. And from maya, what came? Mahadadi karanam. Mahat. Have you heard this word? Mahat. Mahat tattva. Mahat tattva. Adi. What came from maya came mahat tattva. After that? Ahankar. Samasti ahankar. After that? Tanmatra. Pancha Mahabhut is gross. Tanmatra, subtle elements. Then after subtle elements, Pancha Mahabhut. Karanam. So that Maya is the Karan. It's same. Mahat and Hiranyagarbha is same. So the conditioning in the case of Ishwar is Maya, which is the cause of Mahatadi. Karan. Achha. So who is Ishwar? Who has Karan Upadhi? Karan Upadhi. What is this Karan? Maya. Why Maya is Karan? Because from Maya everything came. Therefore Maya is Karan. It's the cause. So Ishwar has got Karan Upadhi. Jivasya Karya Surunu Pranchakosam. Jivasya. Of Jiva, what is that? Karya. Ishwar has got Karan. Karan is the cause. Karya means effect. So Jiva has got a upadhi, which is an effect of Maya. Maya. And from that Maya, we got Panchakos. What is this Panchakos? Annamaya. Are you all absolutely sure that they all have come from five subtle elements and five gross elements? Tattvabodh, we are not going to discuss now. So, Panchakosh is created by this Pancha Mahabhut, Sukshma and gross. Shrunu, Shankaracharya ji saying, Some students were not listening. They were not attentive, you know. Hey, Srunu! Come back here. Srunu. So, upadhi of jeev is panchakos, which is effect of maya. The difference between the upadhi of Ishwar and the jeev, jeev upadhi is an effect of maya, and Ishwar's upadhi is maya itself, which is karan. Therefore, in Upanishad, Sweta Sweta Upanishad, it is said, karyo upadhi ayam jeeva. Karya upadhi, same word I use here. Karya upadhi, upadhi which is karya. Which is karya means which is an effect. Effect of what? Panchamahabhut. So, karya upadhi ayam jeeva. Karana upadhi Ishwara. What is the upadhi of Ishwar? Karana upadhi. Karana upadhi means cause. So, jeev has got a upadhi which is an effect of maya, and Ishwar has got a upadhi which is karan, which is maya. So, one is cause, another is effect. So, how they can be one? So, Shankaracharya has described the both difference in the upadhi. In both maya and panchakos, both are not real. Had it been real, we cannot remove them. Impossible. Same thing we have seen in our Upadesar. Isa jivayo vesadhi vidaha sat sabhavato vastu kevalam. What is the difference between jiva and Ishwar? Isa jivayo vesadhi, their ves, their conditioning, their upadhi are different. That's all. Sat sabhavata, but what is the true nature of jiva? And Ishwar, Sat Sabhavata, the life spark in both of them, the existence or the consciousness is one and same. Difference is because of? Okay, then how we can reach there? Vesahanata, Swatna Darsanam, Isha Darsanam, Swatna Rupata. Vesahanata, negate, falsify your Panchakosa. Vesahanata. What you will get? Aheyam Anupadeyam, you will get. What is that Aheyam Anupadeyam? That life spark. That you will get. Vesahanata Swatma Darsanam, your own Atman Darsan you will get. And that Atma Darsan is Ish Darsanam. That Atma Darsan is Ishwar Darsanam. Okay. People ask this question, if I remove my upadhi, then how should I remove the upadhi of Ishwar? Aap bolte ho to theek hai, I am trying to... Achha, when I say I remove your upadhi, don't try to cut your body upadhi at all. I want to see it. Aisa nahi. You have to just negate it, falsify it, transcend it. Transcend your upadhi. A question may come, hamra to kar diya, uska kaise hatayenge? How can we do? Automatically will happen. Acha. You see, when you remove your upadhi of Ishwar will also go away. How? How? Once you transcend your Panchamahakosh, you have transcended your mind. Where is the mind to grasp that Ishwar? Ishwar is also gone. You are seeing in dream that you are there and Ishwar is there. Suppose you are dreaming. When you come out of the dream, can you show me Ishwar? Both the dreamer and Ishwar is also gone. Is it not so? In dream, I am dreaming that I am talking to Lord Ishwar. When I come out from the dream, is the Ishwar there? Who created Ishwar in dream? Who is talking to that Ishwar? Guruji gave a very good example. One person was dreaming that a tiger is chasing him. Now he was tired, running. Then he asked the tiger, "Will you eat me?" Tiger said, "It is your choice. You tell me."
It's your dream.
It is your dream. You tell me whether I should eat you up or not. Ishwar is also gone. When you transcend your mind, your panchakosha, where is the mind? To see that Ishwar. Difference is there only when we see the upadhi. Jab man hi nahi hai, to upadhi kiski hai? Where is my upadhi and where is the other upadhi? Where is the world? Ishwar is also a part of world. When the whole world is negated, where is Ishwar? Did you get it? You don't have to remove the upadhi of Ishwar. You remove your own upadhi, that's all. Utna hi kaafi hai. If you can do that, Ishwar's upadhi is automatically gone. Once you become Brahman, where is Ishwar then? From the standpoint of Brahman, there is nothing. Kuch bhi nahi hai. Where is Ishwar? Ask Rup, show me snake. Rup bolega, kahan snake hai? Ask Brahman, show me universe, kahan hai? It is just to explain this dream number one, how this dream number one has come, when we have to do, acho Ishwar ko lao, tat bodh leke ao, panch mahabhut leke ao, and all this we have to bring in. Nothing is there. You don't have to explain anything. Ishwar is also not there. So Shankaracharya ji gives another example also. Here Gurudev says, the difference between Ishwar and the Lord and Jiva, the individual entity, is indeed great. This is brought out clearly by the example cited in the previous verse. On a close observation, we find that the much talked about the differences between them are all because of each one's conditioning the upadhi. They do not exist in essence. Shankaracharya also says things. Gurudev also says it is asat, it is not there. But for us to understand, vyavaharik hai. Vyavaharik sat is there. You can't say chair is not there. I am using it, I am getting comfort. But that is not absolute truth. It is empirical truth. Vyavaharik satya hai, but not absolute satya. But when you write commentary, then you have to accept that the world is not there. It is asat. Therefore, Gurudev also, they do not exist in essence. The equipment are different, and so the difference between them due to the equipment is only an apparent. In its essential nature, Brahman the Supreme has no equipment at all. It is one without a second. This Brahman or reality expresses itself as Ishwar and Jiva. This Brahman expresses itself as Ishwar and Jiva. When it expresses with the upadhi of Maya, we call him, it is called upadhi of Karan Sari, and the Jiva is Karya, having a upadhi of Panch Kosa. When the great rishis of Upanishad declared that thou art, they did not mean that the expression of the divine self in the various equipment is one and the same, but they only meant that the factor which is expressing through all conditioning is one and the same. So when we say that the life spark in me and tiger is one and same, that doesn't mean you will go and embrace tiger. Aao, bag mama, gale lage. No, bag mama will eat you up. Don't do that. So with upadhi, we are all different. Then we are transacting with the upadhi, we have to follow all the rules of customs of the society. You cannot say that you and me are Atman, one and same, I will embrace you. No, you can't do that. You are doing with Upadhi. So we have to follow all the rules. The Supreme expresses through the two different types of vehicles, giving right to two different types of expression, Ishwar and Jiva. When the equipments of the both are removed, that which expresses through the both is experienced as one and the same. In fact, in reality, there are no equipments at all. Again, Gurudev saying, equipment is not there at all. Na vastava, it is not there. It is not in reality. It is just kalpita, it is just imagination. The supreme reality functioning through the maya is called Ishwar. Vedantic master called this equipment maya, which is called mahat. In other school of philosophy, when the supreme reality functioning through a set of five seas, there is an expression of jiva, an individual entity. When these equipments, the maya or mahat, and the five koshas are removed from the god and man respectively, what remains is the one and the same ultimate reality. In order to make us clearly understand this, the Upanishads explain it employing a set of terms and terminology evolved by them. Consciousness functioning through the individual entity is called Vyashti, microcosm, and the consciousness expressing through the whole world is called Vyashti, macrocosm. The absolute reality which functions through the microcosm and the macrocosm are transcended. What remains is the supreme reality. When the mind and the intellect are transcended, the jiva merges into Ishwar or Brahman. God is the reality of functioning through the total vasanas in Vedanta, and the total vasanas are called maya. In our BMI chart, Vij, Vasana, or Maya, or Avidya, or Trigun, or Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, or likes and dislikes. In different context, we call it Rag, Dvesh. Everything is that Vasana. Brahman, the reality functioning through the Vasana, thought and emotion, ordered this physical body in my mother's womb and has appeared in an environment where alone it can find their fulfillment. After taking the physical body, it moves from environment to environment in order to exhaust its most powerful Vasana. This is our biography of a jiva. Because of this vasana, because of this avidya, because of this maya, because of this sattva rajogas, because of our rag and dvesh, we go on from birth to birth, one after another. And we have seen many times this vasanas can be removed. This avidya can be removed by vidya. And it can be removed only in human form. And the Lord has got 84 lakh types of upadhi. 84 lakh type of upadhi. We don't know the next upadhi will be human or not. Should we not try to remove this vasanas or avidya in this human form which we have got? Any conscious act, physical, mental or intellectual, creates vasana. Why it creates vasana? Because we have not studied Bhagavad Gita. We cannot stay without action even for a moment, but how to act in the world we don't know. What is the difference between karma and karma yoga? How are we acting in the world? One is the worship of Lord, another is worship of your own ego. We all are acting in the world, worshipping our ego. And the karma yoga is, with the same action, you worship Lord. Only this much you have to do. You don't have to change your action. You don't have to change your profession. Nothing is to be done. Only a little bit of software adjustment needed here. I am worshipping my ego with my action, with the same action. Now I have to worship Lord. If we start doing this from today onward, vasana will start reducing. Otherwise, you understand the science. It will be at the intellectual level. And in Gurudev's language, we all will be carrying a ton of gold. We all are donkeys carrying a ton of gold, not knowing the value. We all understand the science. We have got no doubt about this. But still, when we go outside, we forget everything. We start functioning again. Jaisa karte the. And then he gives the different words, you know, Vishwa and Virat, from the gross level, Vishwa Virat and Tejas and Hiranyagarbha and Pragya and Ishwar. Brahman functioning through the total vasana is called God or Ishwar. Brahman functioning through the total vasana. So one is individual vasana, which each jeev is functioning according to his vasana. We have two daughters. I was a practicing chartered accountant. I told my daughters, you also become chartered accountant and you become inherit my practice. They said, no. Individual vasana. In your family also you'll find all children, your spouse, each one has got his own vasana, his own likes and dislikes. And many times parents superimpose. The day before yesterday we went to Rupali ji's house for bhojan. Sridhar ji, he's a IT person. And the two daughters, they both want to become doctors. See, different vasana. Nobody wants to pursue IT. But in doctor's family, they all want their children to be doctor. Engineer family, they want, hey, padho, engineer bano. But they all have got different vasana. So we should not superimpose our vasanas on them. And functioning through the individual vasana is called the jiva. So individual vasana, we are all the jiva. According to our vasana, we are functioning. Hence, when the individual vasana are exhausted, the individual concept also ends. Exhausted, how it will exhaust? Karma. The microcosm gets annihilated. The jiva is no more. When the jiva is annihilated, there is no one to recognize the macrocosm, and so the macrocosm also ends. Did you get it? When the jeev is not there, mind is not there, phir kaun sa Ishwar hai, kaun Ram hai, kaun Krishna hai? Bhago. Kuch nahi hai. There is nothing there. When jeev is annihilated, there is no one to recognize the macrocosm, and so the macrocosm also ends. Thus, the oneness of the jeev and Ishwar, the individual ego and God is realized. This is called God realization.
एतावुपाधि परजीवयोस्तयोः एतावुपाधि परजीवयोस्तयोः सम्यग् निरासेन परो न जीवः राज्यं नरेन्द्रस्य भटस्य खेटक भटस्य खेटकः तयोरपोहे न भटो न राजा तयोरपोहे न भटो न राजा एतावुपाधि परजीवयोस्तयोः सम्यग् निरासेन परो न जीवः राज्यं नरेन्द्रस्य भटस्य खेटकः तयोरपोहे न भटो न राजा
एतौ उपाधि परजीवयो तयोः एतौ मीन्स टू उपाधि दीज टू उपाधि उपाधि ऑफ होम Jeev and Ishwar. Para Jeevayo, par means Ishwar. Jeevayo means Jeev. Tayo, there. Samyak Nirase, Samyak completely. Nirase, eliminating. Completely eliminate. Don't eliminate only one Annamaya Kosh hata diya. No, no, no. You have to eliminate all fives. In the case of Ishwar also, the Karan Upadhi. Everything you have to negate. Some nirase, na para, na jiva. There is no Ishwar and no jiva. We call him Ishwar because he has got a Upadhi. And that Upadhi is Karan Upadhi. He has got a Upadhi of Maya. Therefore, he is Ishwar. And jiva. Jeev have got a Karya Upadhi. Karya means effect. Karan Upadhi means cause. Maya is the cause of all Upadhi. So Jeev Upadhi is also created by Maya. Therefore it is called an effect. It's a Karya Upadhi. Karya Upadhi. So when the both the Upadhis are removed, when the both Upadhi of Ishwar, what is the Upadhi of Ishwar? Karan Upadhi. Hatao usko. And what is the Upadhi of Jiva? Kari Upadhi, Panchakosh, usko bhi hata do, negate. What will remain? Or you can see this way, consciousness plus Maya is equal to Ishwar, consciousness plus Panchakosh is equal to Jiva. If we remove the Maya and Panchakosh, what will remain? The common factor is consciousness. So if we remove the conditioning or the Upadhi of Ishwar, which is Maya, and the conditioning of Jiva, which is Panchakosha, if the both are removed, what will remain? Same with this fan and electricity. Remove that conditioning of that fan. Remove the conditioning of the light. What will remain? Electricity will remain. Common factor. But the function of fan and electricity are different. Shankaracharya gives an example. Rajyam Narendrasya Bhatasya Khetaka Tayor Apyohe Na Bhato Na Raja. Rajyam Narendrasya, Narendra, king, Naranam Indra is Narendra. That means Raja. Raja has got a kingdom. Narendra. Bhatasya Khetaka, and Bhatasya means the soldier. And he has got a shield, Khetak. At that time there is Uthani, na? There was no gun and all that thing. Soldier is has to have one shield. And in other hand, there will be some sword or some other things can be there. Khetaka. So if you remove Raja's costume and take out the costume of that soldier, what remains? It's a human being. Gurudev gives a beautiful example. The king is a king and the soldier is a soldier because of each one's position and status. An officially dismissed policeman. An officially dismissed policeman and a politically relieved minister are both common citizens with no distinguishing power and duties. They have got no more power, no more duty to do. They are only common citizens. So earlier there was a Raja and Bhritya. Now it was a king and a soldier. Example was given. But many people keep their, you know, Upadhi they keep. We know a person in Calcutta, he worked in army for maybe few months or maybe a year or two, he was captain. He still writes Captain Dhoop. Yeah. He is doing business now, but he, captain is there. Upadhi nahi chhodte.
Upadhi. He is also like captain. Creating problems.
Okay, we'll see it in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah. So next week no class? Next week?
That was one of the two things. So yesterday I was talking to Ashok ji, and he has asked me and Shilpa ji to coordinate one of the events on July 16th. Does anybody know? Those who know, don't tell. Exactly. So on July 16th, so who knows what is there? Guru Purnima. So Shilpa ji and I will be coordinating, and since this is the only remaining class, it's our responsibility to coordinate and be part of it, because there's no other class to go and say you coordinate. So I would request each one of us, including me, to take part and do something. It's a weekday, but the reason it's important is because Guru Purnima is like part of showing our devotion to Guru Shishya Parampara. And I think Uncle Ji has said several times, and scriptures say that the Guru Shishya Parampara is the most important thing, at least in Vedantic way of studying, for several reasons. One being the gurus, each successive guru is the living proof that Vedanta works and people can realize the truth. And it also, it's the systematic way of teaching which has been proven. Sada Shiva Samarambham, Shankaracharya Madhyamam, Asmad Acharya Paryantam. So it's like a time-tested method of teaching, rather than one-off gurus who realize and then teach. And when they teach, people may grasp, people may not grasp. But when it comes from a parampara, it's like a time-tested method of teaching which people can grasp. So to show that gratitude, we get only once a year this opportunity, and we should all try to play some part. And the second thing is, of course, what Premalji mentioned. So we have our first 5K walk next Sunday. So we don't have class. So we should all try to participate and make it a big success. Hari Om. Oh, what we are planning? Okay. So basically, we will follow whatever we did last year. I'm trying to understand. But basically, there'll be Guru Paduka Puja. So there'll be a Mukhya... July 16th. Okay. Okay. So we'll do Guru Paduka Puja, 7:30 to approximately 9. And then there'll be songs in Gitam Shravyami and bhajans after. And then there'll be talk by Uncle Ji. There'll be some CCMT video and some Mahaprasad, which I don't know what extent we do, but I'm trying to figure that out. Yeah. Yeah. And we'll be looking for at least one Mukhya Yajman. And then other people, I don't know if there'll be any sponsoring or not, but other people will be doing puja at individual altars, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if there is any offering for everybody, but I'm trying to figure out what that is. So Guru Paduka Puja is one of the, I think, the most devotional pujas for us, especially in Vedanta, because of the our study of Atma Gyan and Brahma Gyan. And next Sunday, please come and join the 5K. What time of what?
Nine o'clock.
Nine to 9:30 is bhajan. 9:30 is the 5K walk. So the entire Fairfield Road will be closed from 60 to Gilmer. and we'll be walking from here to there and back. And I know what I'll be doing. I'll be walking and listening to something. Or do it 2 times, or 3 times, or 4 times, right? Until it becomes 5K. Okay. Hari Om.